So off to Lake Champlain right after the program, Lauren. Tell me a little bit about how long these stories of Champy have been going on.
They've really been going on for hundreds of years for the native peoples, but the Europeans, when they came over here, the area was very hard to get at, and it wasn't until the War of 1812 that people had settled the area. But as soon as they settled it, and about 150,000 settlers went over there looking for good land, they started saying they were seeing a large animal in the water, many large animals. Now, what's incredible about Lake Champlain is it's kind of the Loch Ness in our own backyard, because it's, Loch Ness is really a puddle compared to Lake Champlain. Lake Champlain is 110 miles long and 13 miles across.
That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, Loch Ness is only 21 miles long and a mile across. The difference is that for most of the depth of Lake Champlain, it's 50, 100 feet deep, and in some spots, it goes down to 400, whereas in Loch Ness, it's 1,000 feet deep in most places in the middle there. There's enough water in Loch Ness to cover every person on Earth under 6 feet of water. So it's just a massive lake in terms of volume. But in terms of actual surface, Lake Champlain, after the Great Lakes, is the largest body of water. And so you can see why it's an area where there's been lots of sightings.
Describe what the creature looks like, what people have described.
Sure. In general, it's said to be serpentine, and you know, long, 25 feet is one of the measurements that's often given. Now, of course, we have the Mansi photograph. In 1982, Sandra Mansi and her family were picnicking near the shore of Lake Champlain, and she saw this thing out in the water. She thought at first it was a diver. She took a photograph, and if you look at the photograph, and it's in my book, and it's kind of all over the internet, but it looks like a little bump in the water, and then up out of the water, looking back across the back of the body, is this thing that looks like a horse's head or the classic Loch Ness neck, so to speak. And they were so embarrassed by the photograph that she hid it away in a drawer for 3 years, and they all called it in the family the 300-pound duck, because they just didn't know what to make of it. And then an investigator, through a friend of a friend, actually was able to get it released, and it was in Time magazine. And for many people, it's the number one best credible photograph of a lake monster anyplace in the world.
Are you convinced, Lauren, that there's some kind of creature there? Who knows what it is, but that it's there?
Yeah, I'm pretty much accepting the fact that we've got some unknowns there in Lake Champlain, and the champ animals, as some people like to call them. There's more than one. It's not a prehistoric landlocked plesiosaurus or dinosaur. It seems to be a small breeding population. A lot of my friends feel it's some kind of ancient whale, and they're very much in the camp of the ancient whale. I tend to think that a lot of these lake monsters up in that area across the United States and into Europe may actually be some form of giant seal that we haven't classified yet. And, of course, there are some people that say that they're just logs, but, you know, you always get skeptics.
I had heard in the Scotland area there was a circus that would always go through Loch Ness, Inverness, and that an elephant may have gotten loose one day and went swimming, and that if you would look at the top of the elephant's head, just a little bit of it as it's underwater, and then the trunk as it's stuck up out of the water, it would look like some kind of a creature. What do you think of that theory?
Yeah, that theory came out last summer, and what was so funny about it for a lot of us is that a guy in 1977 had exactly the same theory and had publicized it, and everybody who knew anything about elephants had laughed it off because everybody had already done all the searching. You know, there was no circus that lost an elephant at Loch Ness in the 1930s. But you're true. You know, what you're saying is true. If you have an elephant swimming in the water, they oftentimes will do what they call periscoping, in which a little bit of their head shows and their trunk goes up in a a right angle so that they're actually sucking in some water and squirting out water. And so that does look like what everybody thinks the Loch Ness Monster should look like. But actually, the most frequent Loch Ness Monster sightings and Lake Champlain sightings are not of the head, but of the back of the body that looks much more like they're seeing someone seeing the back of a walrus or the back of an elephant. So that's much more the common sighting, and yet most people, you know, that are reading about the Loch Ness Monster or the Lake Champlain Monster think that they all should have this kind of swan's neck, but they don't.
Do you remember that National Geographic photograph of that fin that looked like it belonged to a plesiosaur?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Rhines. That was Dr. Rhines, who had really had done a good job with the strobe light. They had an underwater camera connected to strobe lighting so that every once in a while, you know, in a very systematic way, they were strobing underwater and taking pictures. And they got a close-up of what looks like, and they did enhance it so it brought it out, and that got them some criticism. But there is some kind of fin-like appendage there on the side of the Loch Ness Monster. Of course, it could be from a seal-like creature just as much as a plesiosaurus. And what you find is there's a real split between the Scottish cryptozoologists who really are in the plesiosaurus camp,
right,
and the Americans who are really in the mammal camp.
And how do you feel about the eel theory?
The eel theory, there are large eels, but I don't think they're, it just doesn't hold much water. I think the eels are what these creatures are eating. I don't think they're the ones that are the creatures.
Well, this is, again, though, what it tells you is so many unbelievable things are going on this planet, right under our noses, Lauren.
Right, and I know one of your guests, Steve.
Steve Alton.
Yeah, Steve Alton and I are good friends, and he certainly believes in that theory, but I tend to think that a lot of the slide marks and different things that they found on land were probably otters and maybe one of these giant seals.